killers, murderers, decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency?
What's up and welcome to Decoding the Crime Verse. I am Nalzi Lee.
And I am Danny.
And today, this week, yeah.
Yes.
She just vanished.
She just vanished. And she's vanished for very long. She hasn't re-vanished. What?
Wait, no.
I'm going to say she hasn't re-vanished.
She hasn't reappeared. She hasn't come back.
She's still missing. She's still missing. But obviously, we haven't given you anything about who this is. But I'm going to explain it. 1940s Hollywood was filled with glitz and glamour, surrounded by celebrity wealth, the promise of immortality, and the magic of movies. But there was a much darker side to the City of Angels, and the young, aspiring actress Jean Spangler fell victim to the shadows of Hollywood. Literally. She literally vanished into the shadows. Like, there is not a trace of where this woman is, where her body is. Absolutely nothing. And gosh, shame, she's so pretty.
She is pretty. The picture Danielle got of her on our script makes her look very old.
She's pretty, though.
She is pretty, but, like,
she's, like, so fair, and I think she's nice. But, okay. So, she was born on the 2nd of September, 1923, and disappeared on the 7th of October, 1949, and has been missing for 72 years.
I give up after that many years. I've given up after 30 years.
Wait, how old would she be? She'd be 98.
She disappeared when she was 26.
No, but because she was born in 1923 and it's 2021.
Yeah.
So she's 98.
Yeah.
If she's still alive.
Are you sure?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm going to calculate that while you carry on.
She's 98. Are you questioning my math?
I am questioning her math on live national. Well, it's really not live, but on radio.
No, wait. It would be 100. No, it would be 98.
Are you questioning yourself?
No, 98. I'm convinced. 98. What is the answer?
She would be 108.
What?
Definitely 98.
I was about to be like, no, Lee, your calculator is broken. So first we'll give you a little bit of background into who Jean Spangler was. So obviously, the 1940s was a very revolutionary decade for the film industry, okay? Because after the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941, Hollywood kind of, like, exploded.
Yeah.
Okay, because they were creating these morale films to kind of boost people after this terrible event.
Yeah.
And we saw legendary films like Casablanca and Citizen Kane come out. I've watched neither. I've heard of them, though.
Yeah.
But I've never watched them. Don't judge me. And with the rise of these films, obviously came the rise in celebrities. And Jean Spangler wanted a piece for herself. She had her sights set on Hollywood from a very young age, and she actually began working as a model in Los Angeles and also dancing at places like the iconic Florentine Gardens and the Earl Carroll Theatre. So she obviously went there to start her life and work her way up to becoming an actress. Okay. She was also known to be a bit of a party girl and was frequently spotted at nightclubs and bars on the Sunset Strip. Can I tell you, though, after doing this research, I know I've always said I want to go back to 1920s, but I'd go back to 1940 Hollywood. It sounds like a...
1940s. I don't think that's a time I'd want to go back to.
All this?
Not with George O'Dell on the streets.
But, I mean, for a day. If you go to, I feel like the old days were just so much cooler than now. But anyway, okay, and she married in 1942 a plastics manufacturer named Dexter Benner.
That sounds so boring.
What a weird name.
Yeah, what a weird profession.
And unfortunately, their marriage only lasted 6 months before Spangler filed for divorce, okay? But the divorce was only settled in 1946, which was 4 years later. And in that time, she had a child, because they had, like, an on-and-off relationship between the divorce.
Yeah.
Her daughter's name was Christine. However, there was a huge custody battle for Christine as her husband claimed that Jean preferred parties to priorities. So we can clearly see that the husband is not a fan of the wife, which will come
He's
back
already
to.
Suspect number one in my eyes. I'm already like, okay.
Okay, he reportedly denied Jean visitations on 23 separate occasions, and he threatened her saying he'd fix it so you'll never get to see her again.
And he did fix it.
Mr. Dexter.
Could it be you?
What is you doing here? This is a full-blown threat, okay? The judge eventually ruled in Jean's favor, saying that Christine belonged with her mother. So Christine then moved in with her mother, her brother, and her sister-in-law.
Yeah.
But she still continued with her Hollywood dreams. I mean, she wasn't going to let her child or any of this stop her from becoming this Hollywood actress.
Yeah.
Okay? And she continued in her pursuit of stardom by searching for acting work. So obviously in 1949, the post-war boom of Hollywood was dying down, okay, and violence started to break out in Los Angeles throughout the 40s
this
and 50s.
This is the era you want to go to.
You know what? Leave me alone, okay? I'll go for one day, then I'll come back. Okay, organized crime ruled the Sunset Strip. I'm thinking that's the...
Vegas.
No. What? Wait, are we in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
I was thinking... Wait. No, that's Las Vegas. But that's not in Los Angeles.
But it's close enough.
No, it's not. It's like...
Clearly, it's Los and Los. They lost.
Los Angeles is like on the side of America and Las Vegas is like in the middle.
So it's the Sunset Strip.
Because there's Sunset Boulevard. No, but that's also Los Angeles. I think this strip is like... It was like the highlight of...
Yeah.
I don't know, guys. I've never been there. I was going to ask, you know, there's that you always see in Hollywood, you always see the road with all the palm trees.
I will tell you what it is because I lived in America for a very long time in my dreams.
I was about to be like, wait, what? What have you not been telling me? I'll Google it. What is the one in, it's also called the Strip in Vegas, but it's not the Sunset Strip.
Isn't it the Vegas Strip?
I don't know. I'd have to ask my dad. He's been there. What does it say?
The Sunset Strip extends from West Hollywood's eastern border to the city of Los Angeles near Marmont Lane and its western border with Beverly Hills at Philly Street. I don't know where Philly Street is, I'm guessing. The Sunset Strip is known for its boutiques, restaurants, rock clubs, nightclubs.
So kind of like
basically where she would like to go because she was a clubber person.
Okay, we also had gangster Mickey Cohen. He was quite big there, and he ran his extortion racket out of his clothing shop. And there was just violent altercations between rival gangs almost daily throughout the 1940s. Okay, there were multiple murders and disappearances of several women at such an alarming rate.
The era you want to go back to.
You know what? I said one day. I will go for one day. I just want to see it, okay? The most famous one, which we have covered on this show before, was Elizabeth Short, otherwise known as the Black Dahlia.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to that show, go back. Listen. Okay, and so, I mean, it's not a surprise that another actress like Jean Spangler also disappeared.
Yeah.
But in 1949, things were finally looking up for her. Okay, she was getting small roles in movies until October 7th, 1949, when Jean left her daughter Christine with her sister-in-law, saying that she was going to meet her ex-husband who was late on child support, and then she was going to a shoot for a new movie. But Jean Spangler took off into the misty Los Angeles evening and was never seen from or heard from again.
She ran away.
So, what happened? She just vanished
into thin air.
So, what happened to Miss Spangler? So, we'll tell you a little bit about what happened after she disappeared, and then we've got some theories for you, because, you know, what would the show be without our crazy theories? Okay, so 2 days later, after Jean had disappeared, her sister-in-law phoned the LAPD to report that she was missing. Okay, 2 hours later, her purse with a broken strap was found in Ferndale by a worker at the park. Okay, now obviously the broken strap kind of suggests that there had been a struggle. Okay, they found the black purse with a pack of Lucky cigarettes, a hairbrush, and some papers. But the most intriguing thing that they found was that there was a note in Jean's handwriting that read, "Kirk, Can't wait any longer. Going to see Dr. Scott. It will work best this way. So now we have some
questions. Definitely know who Kirk is.
Who is
but
Kirk?
But we will tell you who Kirk
is. Scott? What's happening here? This is a very vague message, okay? It's kind of like, what? Yeah, who's Kirk? You want to know who Kirk is.
And Dr. Scott, where are you coming
from? Where are you coming from, okay? This Ferndale was also known as a dumping site for various alley killers. So, I mean, this already raised alarms that something bad had happened to her.
As a cop, don't you, like, stake out the space? I mean, if you know that this is where the killers are dropping the stuff, like...
Why aren't you sitting there being like, I see you?
You know, who does that belong to?
And obviously, as the case continued, theories of her disappearance rose. So, we've got, I think there's 6 theories to deal with because, shame, people are interesting. Okay, the first theory was that there was a mishap with an abortion and she died, okay? Because some believed that this mysterious Dr. Scott was a doctor who provided abortions, okay? While canvassing the bars and restaurants on Sunset Strip, the police actually learned about this mysterious figure known as Doc. Okay, he was an apparent former medical student who frequented the Sunset Strip and offered abortions for a fee. Okay, they searched high and low for this person, but they could never actually confirm his existence.
Yeah.
Okay, so the second theory is now Mr. Kirk, because who on earth is Mr. Kirk?
Right.
Just random. That was a very random. I don't think I've ever heard of the name Kirk often.
Ever?
I think I've heard of it, but like...
I've heard of Kirk because of Kirk Franklin.
Who's that?
He's a gospel...
Oh, okay.
Talker. I don't think he sings in any of the songs. I've just heard him speak, but yeah.
Okay, so basically what happened was the police actually received a phone call from Kirk Douglas, who apparently was some famous Hollywood actor.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was concerned after hearing that Jean had used his name in her letter.
As if he's the only Kirk on the face of the planet. That is dodgy already, okay. Sir. I'm already looking at you.
Kirk Douglas called saying he barely knew the young actress and that she had just been an extra in his latest film. However, later on it did say that he had like flirted with her and things like that. Okay. Mm. When Douglas returned to LA for vacation, they questioned him but they never actually considered him a prime suspect. Okay. But you see, the thing is, another fellow actor of hers, Robert, told the police that 2 weeks earlier, Jean had walked past him and apparently was whistling and in a good mood, and he inquired why she was in such a state, and she responded as saying, "I am happy I have a new romance." So, was this Mr. Kirk the new romance?
I'm so sorry, Danny. If, like, a person that you've only met once writes, "Danny, I'm going to wherever," you're not going to call the cops and go, "It's not me. Why is she using my name?" It's not like she wrote Kirk Douglas, the one from the movie.
Exactly. Like,
that's just weird.
But the fact is that they could... But my thing is, like, they could never actually find another Kirk like related to her that she knew.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So it's a little bit fishy.
Yeah.
But our third theory is the ex-husband, okay? Mm-hmm. And this is when they obviously said the LAPD started looking deeper into Jean's personal life. And it led them obviously to her ex-husband, Dexter, okay, who had repeatedly and reportedly threatened her life at one point, okay? And it was said that he was seen with Jean on the night of her disappearance, but upon questioning, he actually denied seeing Jean, okay, which was confirmed by his wife, which led to the police to actually check Spangler's claimed movie shoot. Because, you know, she said she was going to meet her ex-husband and then go to the movie, which apparently was also false. There was no record of the movie shoot, okay?
Yeah.
And apparently witnesses reported that at 6 p.m., Spangler seemed to be waiting for someone, okay? So, was she lying?
Definitely lying.
She's definitely lying. But there's still some things about the ex-husband, okay? Well, I mean, he had threatened to kill her. Okay, and even though they stopped seeing each other in 1945 and the disappearance was 4 years later, I mean, I can't imagine he would have been happy that she was given custody over Christine, the daughter. Okay, and in fact, after Jean's disappearance, the custody went back to the ex-husband, and then he refused to let Jean's mom see the child.
And one day
they left, and they were never seen again.
Yeah.
So you see, it's a little bit like, was he angry that he lost the custody battle and that Jean got it, and now he wanted his daughter back?
Yeah.
And it just took him 4 years to, like, kind of come up with a solid plan of what to do.
Yeah.
Was it Kirk? I'll tell you what my theory is at the end, but our next theory was that it was the mob.
Yeah.
Because, you know, 1940s, why not? So witnesses had reportedly seen Spangler at Palm Springs a few days before she disappeared in the company of Davy Ogle. Oh, no, that's not how you say that. How do you say that?
Davy Ogle.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Never mind. Okay. And Frank Nicolai. Okay. And they were both henchmen of the mobster Mickey Cohen. Okay. And both Davy and Frank disappeared around the same time as Spangler. So was she enrolled in some sketchy activity? You see, my thing is, though, maybe she was just at the resort.
Yeah.
And, you know, being a nice, young, pretty woman, and these being your typical mobster
guys,
lowlifes,
like, yeah,
they were just like, oh, okay, let's have a fun time together. Or was it?
But she was very busy. When did she get time to look after her kids?
My thing is, if she was in mob activity, I feel like there would have been more evidence for that. I don't feel like it would have just been, oh, she was seen with two of these guys.
Yeah. And just a few days before. For a few years she had been.
If she had been reportedly and repeatedly seen, like, oh, I saw her last month, and then I saw her yesterday, and I saw her 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Then I would have been like,
and we found guns and ammunition in the house.
But the fact that she was just at a hotel, like a vacation resort type of thing. I mean, you can bump into anyone.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't personally think it was the mob. Theory five was that she ran away. Because apparently there were sightings of her in El Paso, Phoenix, Mexico City, San Francisco, and many places in between. So apparently people had seen her. But Jean's mother, Florence, insisted that she would never have left her daughter unless she was forced to do so. Which, I mean, it does make sense, because, I mean, she fought so much to keep the daughter.
Yeah.
I don't see her just running off. And with such the whole dream of the Hollywood actor, I feel like she wouldn't have just left it. But here comes theory six, which we love it when things connect. So if you haven't listened to the show, The Black Dahlia, we were very convinced on that show that George Hodel was the murderer of Elizabeth Short, and that he got away with it. And we provided our evidence and things. So again, go listen to the show. Okay, and well, this was actually raised 54 years later after she disappeared, is what happens if she was killed by this serial killer, okay?
Yeah.
The same man who had killed the Black Dahlia. Because in 2003, Steve Hodel, who is George Hodel's, I don't know, it might be great, grandson. I don't think it's a son.
Yeah.
That's a bit, yeah, I think it'd be too old. Okay, he wrote a book, it reads his father. Felt how his father, Dr. George Hodel, was not only the culprit behind the unsolved Black Dahlia murder, but also had something to do with Jean Spangler's disappearance, okay? George provided illegal abortions, and not only to the rich and famous, but also to the girlfriends of LAPD officers, which would explain why he managed to fly under the radar. Okay. Apparently, in his abortion ring, there was a doctor named Dr. Kirk, who was arrested just before Jean's disappearance.
Yeah.
So, was it that she was going to go to Dr. Kirk for the abortion?
Yeah.
But then he got arrested, being like, okay, well, now I can't wait for you to get out of prison.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to see this other person.
Yeah.
And maybe Dr. Scott was just George. And that it was like a cover name, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So did that mean she then fell into George's hands, and then he killed her like he did the Black Dahlia? Because two witnesses reported seeing Jean at a restaurant on Sunset Strip at 2:30 a.m. accompanied by a clean-cut fellow in his 30s that matched Dr. George's description.
Yeah.
Okay. Shortly after that, she was seen driving off with a man in a 1936 black sedan, which was the exact car that George Hodel drove. But there was never enough evidence to convict him.
What I also watched on the other documentary was that in this ring, there was also a Dr. Scott.
Mm.
So I
think, if I'm being honest, I think she probably did... I think she probably did have, like, an affair or something. Because now she couldn't keep this kid.
Yeah.
Or maybe she thought, well, with my Hollywood career finally taking off, I can't be now having another child and taking off leave. And, I mean, it's enough to have one child who was a little bit older, but to have a newborn baby, that could have been a bit of a mess. So I think she probably did fall pregnant. Because apparently also when the police spoke to her friends, most of the friends denied except one. The friend was like, no, she was pregnant.
Yeah.
So they were kind of like, what now? So if you ask me, I think that she went to Dr. Kirk. Dr. Kirk got arrested, so then she went to Dr. Scott. And somehow she then met George Hodel or something like that. And
Dr. Scott was probably like, I'm not doing this tonight. Yeah. Go to that guy.
And then he killed her. I feel like we spoke about in our show how there were several murders that were could be linked to George.
Yeah.
And it just was never proven. And I feel like it makes sense. Even if you look at her and the Black Dahlia, they're the same like skin complexion, same hair, everything. It's his type.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised. I feel like, though, he probably... I mean, the Black Dahlia was drained of blood and left very in the open for public to see.
But her blood was never found, so he's very good at hiding things.
Exactly. So he was making a statement.
Yeah.
My thing is, I feel like with because Jean was, I think, 2 years after the Black Dahlia, I feel like he realized, I can't keep leaving the bodies around.
Yeah.
It will... As much as the attention got... He probably got the attention he wanted from the Black Dahlia, but he was like... I want to keep killing, but it would get me caught if bodies and stuff are found.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to leave her stuff in, like, a famous killer's dumping ground, I mean, that's pretty smart. Because you can just feel like, oh, she was just grabbed off the streets and killed. So, I really wanted to believe that it's him because I love it when conspiracy theories and stuff all mixed together.
Definitely.
But I definitely think it had something to do with the abortion ring.
Yeah.
I don't know about Kirk Douglas. I feel like that was the most random thing he could have done.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have said anything unless they asked me, be like, oh, you worked with her, your name came up. I mean, honestly, I feel like he made himself look more guilty than what he needed.
Yeah, definitely did.
And I don't know. I feel like, I don't know, I don't think the husband killed him, but I don't think the husband was upset that he then could run away with the child. I wonder where the child is now.
Yeah. I wonder if she's asking, who's mommy? Where's mommy? And
when was she born?
That is absolutely crazy. I believe that. And if you look at the Black Dahlia, she was also going into acting and all of this stuff. So it's
George Hodel type to the T. Let's see. Okay, so the kid was born around like 1945.
Yeah.
She'd be in her like 70s now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Says like early, late 70s. Yeah, I wonder where she... Probably her dad probably changed her name. That's why no one knows where she is. It's quite sad. Not knowing what happened to your mom.
Yeah.
So yes, in my opinion, it was Dr. George Hodel, just because we love a good serial killer here.
Yes.
On the show. And shame, I kind of wish I could know what happened to her.
Me too.
I mean... I don't think George is alive. They were saying that Steve, there's something, George Hodel's son, there's some reason why Steve can't get hold of his dad's stuff.
It's because of the people that stay in the house currently. They're not giving him access to the property.
And he says, if I can just get my hands on it, he's probably going to be able to answer so many questions.
Yeah.
So hopefully one day he will get his hands on the evidence. And
people who stay in the house.
Get out.
Seriously. Move. buy another house. What is your problem?
Even move states. What is this? We want to know what happened to these
wouldn't
poor people.
Wouldn't you want to know, like, evil people? Unless they signed something with George Hodel that they'd never allow.
Oh, that's also true. But I suppose, yeah, that only time will tell if he's able to
get... He's dead now. Just move out of the house or give him an opportunity to...
But imagine living in a house where there was a potential serial killer.
Yeah. I'm moving.
Goodbye.
I'm selling
farewell.
That house.
I'm not staying there.
Yeah.
In
fact, I'll sell it to Steve Hodel if he wants to buy it.
You don't know what's... And wouldn't you be interested? Wouldn't you want to know what happened to these girls?
I mean,
I feel like George killed a lot more than we know of. Yeah. And so I'd like to, like, see what's in that house that we could be like, oh my word, that explains so much. But I suppose, Steve, we back you. Fight them. Kick them out the house.
After so many years, though, would they be able to find, like, substantial...
I mean, it wouldn't be, like, DNA evidence, but, you know, these guys are creepy. They take photos or they've written in their diaries. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Steve is convinced that there's something there that would help improve. So,
yeah.
Steve, we back you. We believe in you. Hopefully you can get there soon.
Before
but,
you die.
Yeah, I think that's it for this week. It's... Shame. I want to know what happened to her. But from now until next time,
no mourners,
no funerals.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Twitter at @ActiveFM,
Instagram at @ActiveFM777, and Facebook
at @ActiveFM.
ActiveFM Radio has never been better.